This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. After 4 years of resistance, the state Senate this week approved a bill allowing outside independent ethics investigations of lawmakers. The Senate also passed a bill that requires legislators to disclose all sources of their private income, but not how much money they are paid.
This represents a major step forward in light of the back and forth, the huge debate that the Senate has had on this matter.
Senator Larry Martin of Pickens, the chief proponent of the bills, said the income disclosure is important in revealing possible conflicts of interest.
This is a huge step forward to at least know where the sources of private income would be. We've gone for 25 years with an ethics law that we've never required the sources of private income, and that's important.
Just as important, according to the Senate's Republican leader Shane Massey of Edgefield, is the bill moving the investigation of ethics complaints against lawmakers from the legislature itself to a new state panel.
The idea that we're going to have an independent body that's going to be involved in the investigation of ethics complaints and the presentation of evidence in those complaints, that's a huge step. I mean, that is a big statement from the Senate to make that statement.
The ethics bills were easily passed by the House last year, and Governor Haley has been pressing the Senate on the matter since 2012, as have various citizens groups such as the League of Women Voters of South Carolina. Spokesperson Lynn Teague.
We have income disclosure, we have independent investigation, and I was not sure I would ever see this day. We were going to keep working on it until we did.
Both bills ultimately passed in the Senate by unanimous votes. Hopes for passage of a significant road funding bill this season were boosted this week. The Senate passed a bill that could ultimately see about $2 billion go towards highway improvements and bridge repairs over the next 10 years. DOT says it actually needs twice that amount to bring the state's crumbling roads and bridges up to standard. And the House Senate Conference Committee is meeting, trying to work out differences on a DOT governance bill. House and Senate leaders hope to figure out a way to combine the two bills to ensure passage this year. There are just 15 legislative days remaining in this session. The Senate has approved a $40 million farm aid bill for state farmers who suffered catastrophic crop losses in last fall's flooding. It's already passed the House. However, Governor Haley has threatened to veto the bill. The transgender bathroom bill that's gotten lots of attention appears to be dead. The measure, which would prohibit transgender persons from choosing which public bathrooms to use, appears to have died in a Senate committee. A Senate bill aimed at imposing tougher standards for demonstration permits on the Statehouse grounds was defeated yesterday. Potentially violent clashes by pro- and anti-Confederate flag supporters last summer prompted the bill. For the second year in a row, a member of the House has resigned his seat after a sexual harassment complaint was made by a House staffer. Republican Edward Southard of Berkeley County has formally notified House Speaker Jay Lucas of his resignation. This past week was the busiest week of the session for the House and the Senate. Bills that are introduced in one chamber have to cross over to the other chamber by May 1st in order to be considered this year. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.